أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون. وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون. وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. All these three ayat which I have just recited starts with the same word, huwa alladhi, huwa alladhi, huwa alladhi. So actually, what is tawheed? Tawheed is that whatever is happening is in this universe. Although it is happening according to certain laws of nature. And these laws of nature, science has investigated and is investigating, knowing more and more of them, then exploiting them more and more. But the result is that the modern scientific rationalism, or if you allow me to call it modern scientific ignorance, is that we tend to believe that these things are happening by on their own, automatically. No divine will, no divine command, no divine permission, everything happening by its own. Simple laws of nature working automatically. That we go farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are diving deep into the laws of the nature. We are knowing more and more of them. We are exploiting them. Science is advancing. And we are even conquering the space. But we are going farther and farther and farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we know Allah says it is Allah who is doing it. He doesn't say that these laws of nature which we have discovered are wrong. It is happening according to the law. But who made the laws? And not only that he made the laws, but also is controlling. He can, you know, break the laws whenever he likes. So that is actually tawheed. You can join these things together. This is science. This we know the laws of the nature. We are investigating these phenomena. We are knowing more and more, but you know the decisive will is of Allah. It is His command. He is doing it. Who is the جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is He who has made for you the stars so that you get the guidance through them in the darknesses of the land as well as the sea. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. And we have detailed our revelations for people who know or who want to know. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. It is He who has raised you and created you from one being. فَمُسْتَقَرٌ وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ. Then there is an abode, a lodging place, and a repository. Now the meanings of these two words, there is difference of opinion among the Mufassirin. مُسْتَقَر is some place where you live, you stay long, sort of a permanent abode. Mustauda, where you keep something for some time, temporarily. There are three views among the Mufassirin. Mustaqar is Akhira. The hereafter is the Mustaqar. The permanent abode is Akhira, not this dunya. And this dunya is Mustauda. We are here temporarily. This is not our abode. This is not a permanent lodging place for us. This is a temporary state here that we are having. The other opinion, Mustaqar is Akhirah, Mustaqar is Qabr, in which you are placed for this period of intervening between your death and resurrection. So this is the repository where you have been placed. And the third opinion is that Mustaqar is Dunya and Mustaqar is the womb of the mother. There we remain for a while, for 9 months. Then was a temporary place to stay. And then, you know, Mustaqar was dunya, because we had to stay here say for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 40 years. So these are the three opinions. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسِ وَاحِدَةٍ It is He who raised you from one living organism, نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ فَمُسْتَقَرٌ وَمُسْتَوْدَى Then He has given you the permanent abode also and a temporary place of repository. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ We have explained our revelation for people who understand. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً It is He who is sending down water from the height, from the sky. He brings the rain or rushes the water from the ocean which is evaporating and going up. It condenses in the atmosphere to become the clouds and the winds are taking the clouds far off. Okay, you know it. There is no contradiction. But actually this whole system is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you keep Allah along with these scientific phenomena in your mind, both simultaneously, then it is sahih. If you just ignore Allah, it is going on by itself. And all your attention is focused on these physical phenomena, scientific phenomena, then you drift away. And you just lose sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is actually going astray. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً It is He who sends down water. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Then we bring out with it, with this water, the vegetation of everything. فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضِرًا Then we bring out from the earth the green crop. نُخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حَبًّا مُتَرَاكِبًا And then we grow the grain, the close clustered grain. وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ طَلْعِهَا قِنْوَانٌ And from the date palms, from the space thereof, come forth thick clustered dates. Low hanging. قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ وَجَنَّاتٍ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ And then we have created gardens of grapes. وَزَّيْتُونَ And of olives. وَرُمَّانَ And pomegranates. مُشْتَبِهًا وَغَيْرُ مُتَشَابِهٍ They look similar to each other, but they are also dissimilar. What does it mean? From one plant, one tree, the pomegranates, they appear to be very close and very similar to each other, but in taste, they are different. انظروا الى ثمره Look with attention towards the fruit that it is bearing. إذا أثمر when it bears the fruit, وَيَنْئِهِ And the ripening of the fruit, its process, before your own eyes, which is going on. But who is doing it? Is it happening on its own, automatically, without any controller, without any creator? No. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكُمْ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ In all these things, there are signs for those who want to believe, who have the belief. They observe this, and their conviction in Allah's attributes increases. A scientist who is a woman scientist, when he observes all these phenomena, his estimation of Allah becomes greater and greater. Oh, he is all powerful. He can do everything. He is all wise. But who doesn't believe in Allah, he is knowing all these laws and phenomena and signs and the laws of nature, but he doesn't believe in Allah, and he is not estimating Him as the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent Allah. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ Another form of their shirk was that they had designated to jinns to be equal to Allah. جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ Although Allah has created them. He created you, He created the jinns also. You are also creator of Allah, and they are also the creator of Allah. So why do you hold them as high as associating them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ And they have concocted for Allah sons and daughters. The Christians say that Jesus was the begotten son of God. And there had been a sect among the Jews who said that Ezra, Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam, was son of Allah. And only these people, the pagan Arabs, they used to say, these deities, these goddesses, Lat and Uzza and Manat, they are daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they thought that angels are daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ Without any knowledge. What is the basis? On what authority are you saying it? Have Allah said it so in any of His scriptures? In Torah, in Bible, anywhere. وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Glory to him. And he is far beyond, much higher and exalted than what they are attributing to him. فَلِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now this is the word creation ex nihilo. Ibda means creating without any matter. And khalq means to create something from something. Khalq and ibda. Or ijad or taqleem. Three words. Ibda, ijad, taqleem. They mean the same. Khalq. Ijad, ibda and taqleem mean to create something out of nothing. This is bid'ah, ibda. That is why we call bid'ah. That you have innovated something in religion which has no basis, no roof. Whatever you want to do, there must be some root, there must be some basis, some source in Quran or in Hadith, Sunnah, or in the practice of the companions of the Prophet. But if you are inventing some other ceremony, some other ritual, which has no roof, it is bid'ah. In the same way, ibda was creation as nihilo. Baliyu samawati wal ard. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Anna yakunu lahu waladun. How can there be a son or a daughter for him? Walam takun lahu sahiba. That there has been no wife for him. Either you believe in a wife also. But at least the pagan Arabs didn't believe in any wife. But as I told you, the Egyptian community included, they didn't call him the wife of God, but the mother God, God's mother. God as father, Horus as the son of God, Isis as the God mother. And actually the Christians in the later days, not in the very beginning after Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, but later on, they also imitated, invented this Trinity. And the Trinity originally was God as father, Jesus as son of God, and Mary as God's mother. That was the Trinity. Just we have an example in the case of Ismailis. When they came over to India and they wanted to preach their own brand of Islam to the local Hindus here, they found that they believe in 9 incarnations of God. This was an incarnation of God, Rama was an incarnation of God, and Krishna was an incarnation of God. So there are 9. They added Hazrat Ali as the 10th. Dakam Avatar. He is the 10th incarnation of God. So it became very close to their minds. It becomes very easily acceptable to them. Dakam Avatar. You believe in 9 avatars, you believe in 9 gods incarnate, so why not believe in one more? The same thing that the Christians did to spread their dogma, they imitated the dogma that was already existing in Egypt. So that was the Trinity to begin with. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَلَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَن تَكُونَ لَهُ صَاحِبَةٌ وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. He has created everything. Everything except him is the creation. He is the creator. That's all. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And it's not that after creating everything, he is unaware of it. No, he knows everything. As we read, that even if a leaf is dropping from the tree, it is in his knowledge. And the darknesses of the land, earth, or in the sea or ocean, everything is in his knowledge. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Now this is introducing Allah. This is Tawheed. Who is Allah? What are the attributes? As we say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. Believe in Allah is nothing unless you believe in all His attributes. Believe in God, everybody has the belief in God. But what are the attributes of Allah in whom we believe? So the attributes of Allah, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. So the attributes of Allah, they are being explained one by one. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah your Lord. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There's no God except Him. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He is the creator of all the things. فَعْبُدُوا. So what is the logical result? You must worship Him. You must obey Him totally. You must love him from the depth of your heart. All these three things go to make ibadah. Some mode of worship to show your reverence and respect. Then love. You must love him more than anything else. And then total obedience. Three things joined go to make ibadah. فَعْبُدُوهُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. And he is the guardian and responsible for everything. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ. Sight cannot comprehend him. Our eyes, our sight cannot comprehend him. He is invisible. Our sight cannot comprehend him. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ. He comprehends the sight. He is seeing you, but you can't see him. وَهُوَ لَطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. And he is the subtle one, latif. You cannot comprehend him. He is beyond that comprehension. But on the other side, he is khabir, he is aware of everything. He is aware of everything, but you can't know him in his person. You can't see him. You can know him only through his attributes. That's all. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ كَمَا هُوَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. What is his person? How is he like? What is his form? You can't see it. It is beyond your perception and beyond your conception even. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So mankind, the enlightenments have already reached you from your Lord. This is enlightenment. This is how he is introducing you to Allah. He is telling you his attributes. بَصَائِرُ, enlightenment has come to you from your Rabb. From your Lord. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ. So whosoever sees, so he sees for himself. فَمَنْ عَمِيَ. And whosoever closes his eyes, becomes blind, doesn't want to see, فَعَلَيْهَا. So it is going to harm him and none else. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ. And I am not a guard over you or a watch upon you. Let us wait. And in this way we are rotating our revelations. We are changing our modes of expression. We are telling you things, the same things in various ways. وَلَيَقُولُ. So that these unbelievers say, you have learned. No doubt you are a learned person. وَلَيُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Even if they don't accept, they will accept that you have learned and you are a knowledgeable person. وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. And so that we make it clear for those people who have the knowledge or who want to have the knowledge. اِتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Follow whatever has been revealed to you from your Lord. لا إله إلا هو. How many times is it being repeated? لا إله إلا هو. لا إله إلا هو. This is talking. There's no God except him. وَعَرِضَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. Just turn away your faces from these people, the associators of something or someone with Allah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا. Had Allah decided the will, they couldn't do any shirk. Whatever sin somebody is committing here in this world, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the freedom of choice. If he wanted to perforce bring us to the right path, who could go to the wrong path then? So this is because for testing. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. This life which we have given you in this world is a testing period. قُلْزُمِ حَسْتِي سَ تُعْبْرَاءِ مَعْلِنْدِ حَبَابِ اِسْ دِيَا خَانِ مِنْ تِيْرَا امْتِحَانَ هَيْ زِنَّدِي. And for this امتحان, for this امتلاء, for this trial, for this testing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this choice. You can go this way, you can go this way. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. If you want to behave as grateful to us, okay. If you want to behave as thankless person, okay, go ahead. If he had decided not to let you go that way, you couldn't go. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. We have not appointed you, O Muhammad, as their keeper or as their guardian. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. You are not responsible about them. You are responsible only for conveying to them the message of Allah. Preaching to them the revelations that are coming to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the responsibility lies on their own shoulders. وَلَا تَصُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَصُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And don't abuse and call bad names to those deities whom they are calling and worshipping except Allah. Although they are false, but you shouldn't call bad names to them. You shouldn't abuse them, because then what will happen? These ignorant people, فَيَسُمُّ اللَّهَ عَرْبًا بِغَيْرِ الْعِلْمِ, they will in retaliation abuse Allah. And they will use bad names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will do without any knowledge. كَذَلِكَ سَيِّرْنَا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ. In this way we have made the actions and deeds of every community seem beautiful to them. Their own religion, their own dogmas, they seem very good to them. So if you just annoy them, and if you abuse their gods and goddesses, false goddesses, although they have no reality, but then they will react and retaliate, and they might abuse Allah. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ. Then to God, to Allah, to their Lord is their return. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Then he will inform them of what they were doing. وَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ بِهَذَا أَمَانِهِمْ. Now this is the point that we discussed last night in detail. And they swear by Allah the most harmless oath. لَإِنْ جَاتْهُ آيَةٌ. If some miracle comes to us, if Muhammad can show us a clear miracle, visible miracle, palpable miracle, لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا, they will definitely believe in it. Then they will accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Prophet of Allah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Tell them, all the miracles and signs are with Allah, in His command only. It is His power. وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ. Now the address is coming towards the Muslims. I told you that it might have been that some of the Muslims might have thought, then what's the harm if they are demanding a miracle? If a miracle is shown, maybe some of them, you know, come to believe. Or at least they will have to shut their mouth. Then you know their argument will be finished. But here Allah is saying, وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ. You don't know, O Muslims, أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, that even if those miracles are shown and they have come to them, they will never believe. Because that is not the real reason of their unbelieving. They know from their heart, from the bottom of their heart, that this Quran is from Allah. It cannot be composed by any human being. When thrice, rather four times the challenge had been thrown to them in these surahs, in Surah Yunus, in Surah Hud, in Surah Bani Israel, and then for the fourth time in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. And they could never dare to meet this challenge. So actually they know it by heart that this is from Allah, but they don't want to accept it. Why? Then their position, they lose their position. Their vested interest is gone. Then they will have to obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This subordination, that is not acceptable to them. وَمَا يَشْعِرُكُمْ. And you don't know it. What thing will make you know? أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. When those all signs, even if they come to them, they are not going to believe. وَيُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And we have overturned, or we shall overturn their hearts and their sight. As they didn't believe for the first time. This is a very basic philosophical ayah of the Quran. You know, when some truth dawns on you, and your heart testifies this is true, if you accept, it's okay. If you don't accept, you reject. But out of arrogance, knowing that this is true, this is correct. And I told you it happened to us. Many times we are in an argument, we are arguing among ourselves. And during the course of argument, I see that the point of view that he's presenting is correct. But if I accept, it means I'm defeated. He's victorious, but I'm not ready. And then I start arguing and arguing, going to the left, to the right. Although my heart is telling, no, you are doing wrong. So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when the truth dawns upon you, you jump at it. If you reject it, then the capability, the faculty of recognizing the truth will be taken away from you. This is what we call disuse atrophying in physiology. So these eyes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to see. If you tie them up, cover them up, For about 2-3 months, the cycle will be gone. Because you are not using it. This joint is to move. You put a plastic joint. After a few months, this capability of movement will go. It will be just frozen. If you don't use anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then the capability of that thing is withdrawn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human beings the capacity and the capability to recognize truth. This is true. Now if you accept it instantaneously, it's good for you. Your capacity of recognizing truth will increase. But if you decide to reject what your heart has told you it is correct, then this capability is withdrawn from you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَلَّبُ أَفْرِبَتَهُمْ He shall overturn their heart and their sight. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً Because of that they didn't believe in it for the first time when the truth has dawned on them. And actually this process reaches its climax. A man reaches the point of no return now. That is what Allah calls, we have put a seal on their heart. Now he cannot reach. He cannot go back. Because he has reached the point of no return. وَنَذَرْهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ And we shall leave them in their rebellion, advancing blindly. Go now. Go as far as you can go. You want to go. We have put a seal on your heart now. You are free to advance in this evil and all these things as far as you like. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ Now because they were demanding miracles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he had told the Muslim, وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Now this thing is explained in this ayah. وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ Had we sent upon them the angels, وَقَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَى Or even the dead people would have come out from their graves and talked to them. Believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true messenger of Allah. وَحَسَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا And even if we had gathered before them all these things face to face, مَا كَانُوا لَيُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ They couldn't believe except if Allah permitted. Now because they had gone to that extent of no return, Allah is not permitting them. They will never be permitted now. The seed has been put on their heart. And curtains have been thrown before their eyes. We have it in the very first section of Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ Now they have gone beyond that point. They have cross the point of no limit. So now all the miracles even what they demand, if they are shown to them, they are not going to believe. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَجْهَلُونَ Most of them, you know, they are following their passions and emotions. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ A very important ayah. And that is why we ourselves appoint for every Nabi, for every prophet, enemies, Satan from the humans as well as the jinn. He ourselves appoint. Could Abu Jahl oppose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if Allah has not permitted him to do it? Well, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nobody can do anything if Allah doesn't permit him to do it. Could Abu Jahl oppose him? Could Abu Jahl persecute him? Could Abu Lahab do any harm to Muhammad? Could Umayyah ibn Khalf beat Bilal radiallahu anhu? No. Bilal might have been paralyzed the moment he tried Hazrat Bilal. No. Allah gives them the freedom. Go ahead. Test our believers. Test their courage. Test their steadfastness. Go and test their forbearance. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفُ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا They inspire one another with gilded adorned speech in a deception. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ If your Lord had willed, they couldn't do it. And we believe in it. Not even any leaf can move without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who were persecuted. Why? You will find in the next ayah. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ So leave them alone, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their forgings and concoctions, whatever they are saying. وَلِتَّفُرَا إِلَيْهِ أَفْوَدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Why have we given them this freedom? Why this freedom of persecution? Why this freedom of going towards the wrong path? So that the hearts of those who don't believe in hereafter, they incline towards them. You can understand this phenomenon, as you know, electrolysis. Salt is there in a solution form. You pass the current. It is broken into ions. Positive ions going to this side. Negative ions going to this side. Now this process of electrolysis is happening in this society. There is the dawah from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Revelation of Quran is coming. Now whosoever are pure of nature, the right, the positive ions, they will accumulate towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whosoever are negative in their nature, perverted nature, they are the negative ions, they have to go to the other side. But if there is no electrolysis, these things will not separate. They will remain as one. So Allah wants that there should be polarization. Those who love truth, they should go to one side. Those who love falsehood, they should go to the other side. And for that purpose, this process of electrolysis and this agitation is going on in this society with the permission of Allah. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرَفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ وَلِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Here again note, the most decisive thing is whether you have some belief in Akhirah. Then you will go to the right side. You are the rightly charged ions. You will go that side. And if you doesn't have any fear of Akhirah, any idea of Akhirah, no idea of resurrection, then you are absolutely lost in this world. Then Quran becomes meaningless for you. The sermon of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dawah becomes meaningless to you. That could have no effect on Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, etc. Because they were absolutely engrossed and lost in this world and the lust of this world. وَلَيَرْضُوهُ So that they may delight in it. وَلَيَقْتَرِفُ مَا هُمْ يُقْتَرِفُونَ So that they should gather and earn what they are gathering and earning. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا Again, a very searching question. Should I seek another authority? Another judge? Except Allah? وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا It is He who has sent down on you this book. Which is very well explained. Very fully explained. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ And those whom the book was given before this book, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they very well know that this is the truth from their Lord. As we have read, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُ They recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as they recognize their own son. Nobody can make a mistake in recognizing his son. The Buhaira Rahib, he recognized Muhammad when he was only 11 or 12 years old. And he told Abu Talib, his uncle, take care of this person, this boy, because the Jews, if they come to know, they will harm him. This was the warning of the Buhaira. And there were people who recognized him. The Heraclius, Emperor Heraclius, he recognized him. Nagus, he recognized. And about the ulama of Jews, Quran says many a time, Ya Rasulahu kama ya Rasulah abnahu. They were waiting for the last prophet. But actually, they had recognized him. But out of only this jealousy, that he is not from amongst us, they are the biggest racist group in the world. No more racist than Jews. Racist. Because this is a racial religion. It is one race. It belongs to one race. They say we are the human beings, complete human beings. All the others who appear to be human beings are actually animals. in the form of human beings. They are going, they are Gentiles, they are not fully human beings at all. So this racism then became the hurdle in their way.
أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي حَكْمًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَّبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ.
So you should not be among those who have any doubt, who inculcate any doubt.
وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا.
And the word of your God has reached perfection and completion, both in truthfulness and justice.
لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ.
There is none who can change his words.
وَهُوَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
He is all hearing, all knowing.
وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ.
And if you follow the majority of the people on the earth,
يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ.
They will lead you astray from the path of Allah. This is very important ayah, you know. If you believe in popular sovereignty, what does popular sovereignty mean? The opinion of the majority should prevail. And Quran says in tute aksara man fil ard. Majority or minority, they are not the criterion of truth. The truth is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. So the democracy that Islam will have will be limited by the injunctions of the Quran and the Sunnah. Within those limits, you can have a majority vote, no harm. Well, this is also permissible, this is also permissible. Let us decide by majority vote. This drink is also halal, this drink is also halal. Which one we should serve in the party that we are arranging? Well, majority vote can decide it, no harm. But we can't make anything which is haram, even 100% can't declare it to be halal. That authority is not given to any aksariyat, to any majority. In tote, if this majority becomes final verdict, if they have the authority, you will look on Allah. They will take you away and astray from the path of Allah. In yattabi'una illa dhann. Because this majority doesn't follow except the conjecture. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They are just guessing. They don't have any knowledge. So the knowledgeable people who know the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, well, they can decide whether something is halal or haram. That is why I said in my lecture which I gave on the structure of the Islamic State, that the parliament has the right to legislate, but within the limits of the Kitab and Sunnah. And whether something has exceeded the limits of the Kitab and Sunnah or not, it will be decided by the judiciary. Not the majority. The experts are sitting over here. They will decide whether you have a serious limit or not.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ عَلَمُ مَنْ يَدِلُّ عَلْ سَبِيلِهِ.
Verily your Lord very well knows who has gone astray from his path. وَهُوَ عَلَمُ بِالْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he very well knows also those who are rightly guided.
فَقُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكَرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Now in these two ayats, because we have read there were superstitions in the Arabic society, in the Arabian society. Some animals, because they have been dedicated to such and such thing, and such this she camel has given birth to so many children, offspring, etc. Now they are haram. Now nobody can touch them. Nobody can eat their flesh. Nobody can ride them. So all these superstitions, they were the man-made laws, having no roots in any revealed book, in any law. So even after becoming Muslim, because these things keep on haunting, because for so many years you had the idea in your mind that such and such animals, you can't eat the flesh. So even after having Islam, just as we people, most of us, they have converted from Hindus to Muslims. And those Hindu superstitions still haunt us. They go on haunting us. And we can see among our beliefs and at least practices, maybe you don't say it out, but in practice, you remain aloof from those things, which were forbidden in that background from which we are coming. The same was the case for some of the Muslims. All the Quran had declared nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not declared anything, any such thing. These things have no root in the divine law. But even then they were reluctant. فَقُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكَرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Eat from it. Whatever is halal, as declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's name has been taken over it, you must eat it.
وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكْرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ.
What has happened to you? What is to you? You don't want to eat on which the Allah's name has been taken? وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. He has already detailed to you what he has made forbidden. You have to abstain from the haram only. Whatever is haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to you. إِلَّا مَذْكُرِتُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Even among from those which are forbidden permanently, if somebody is constrained, there is nothing to eat and he is dying of hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very leniently and graciously given you the permission to save your life by taking something from that. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُذِلُّونَ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ بِغَيْرِهِمْ. But the majority of the people, many of them, they are taking people away from the path of Allah due to their wishes, due to their concoction. These are their wishful thinking. They're aim without any knowledge, without any basis, without any argument. In رَبَّكَ وَعَلَمُ بِالْمُعْتَدِينَ. And your Lord is very well aware of these people who are exceeding the limits. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. And give up, forsake all things, whether it is in open or it is in secret, hidden or evident. All sins you have to give up. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ فَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرِفُونَ. Those who are earning sins, they will be recompensed, they will be rewarded, they will be punished for that which they have been gathering and earning. وَلَا تَعْقُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَكِفْرٌ. And don't eat from that on which Allah's name has not been taken, has not been mentioned. Because that is a rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is for the where willfully, intentionally you don't take the name. But as we have read in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the zabiha, if rightly slaughtered, then the animal which has been slaughtered, it must be permissible in itself. Not the swine. Even if you slaughter it according to the strict Islamic law, this is not going to become halal and permissible. But the goat or the calf, etc., etc., which are permissible to take their flesh. Now, if they are slaughtered by a Jew, a people of the book, or a Christian, but slaughtered in Islamic way, cutting the soft parts of the neck and leaving the spinal cord and the vertebral column intact, then you can get it, although the name of Allah has not been mentioned on it. But if willfully somebody is avoiding, that means it is wrong. وَإِنَّ أُولَفِسْ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُحُونَ إِلَىٰ أُولِيَاهِمْ لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. And the satans, they inspire their friends, their agents, لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ, so that they should argue with you. Now, a very interesting argument was, you say this animal died by itself, it is haram. Who put him to death? Allah. So, an animal put to death by Allah is haram. And whom you sacrifice, whom you put to death, it is halal. How come? It is an argument. So that argument was given. Because they used to eat the flesh of these dead animals. You will read Surah An'am also. Even dead born, even to a she-goat, a dead child is born, or to camel, they used to eat it. To Mecca, for them they think it is halal. Allah has killed it. Must be hard. But the Sharia, Islamic Sharia, has declared it to be haram. Why? Because the blood remains in that body, in the tissue. And blood is haram. One of the main things which have been made, which have been prohibited, is blood. وَلَا تَعْقُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. To argue with you. وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. If you obey them, if you follow them, then you also become associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you also become one of them. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Now, imagine a person who was dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought him to life. But which is death? He was dead spiritually. His soul and spirit within him was nearly dead. Dormant. Asleep. Absolute unconscious.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought him to life. Now his soul and spirit is also active. Abhaman kana maital fahiyai naahu. We have revived him. We have brought him to life spiritually. Vajalna lahu nooran yamshi bihi. And we have given him the light with which he is walking. This noor is Quran. His soul has awakened from the slumber. And now Allah has given him the light also. Now he can walk. He will walk in different aspects of his life. He will act as a Muslim, as a mu'min. Actually, keep this one. Kaman masaluhu fi zulumat. This example of this person is like the one who is in darkness. Laysa bi kharijin minha. And he is not coming out of the darkness. He wants to remain in the darkness. All the people in the pagan Arabs, they were spiritually dead. Because no prophetic teaching was with them. No Sharia was with them. No book was with them. So actually, spiritually they were dead. But some of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought them to life. Now they have iman. Their souls are now alive. And now Allah has given them the light, this book, Quran, Sharia. And they are walking in the light of this book. And others are, they want to remain plunged in the darknesses. كَمَنْ مَسَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا ذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In this way, whatever these unbelievers are doing, it has been made beautiful for them. They think we are okay. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِينَ. And in that way, we have appointed in every township very big criminals like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab لَيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. So that they go on devising plots against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the same subject which we read before. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. In the same way, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. You know, the idea could have come to some of the Mu'mins, some of the Muslims of Makkah. Why these people are given this liberty? They are persecuting us. They are leading the people astray. Innocent people. They don't know. But they think these are our leaders. They are more knowledgeable. They go to Syria. They go to Yemen. They know this world more than we know. So we have to follow them. So they are leading the silent majority of the common masses. They are leading them away from the path of Allah. So why this liberty has been given to them? So Allah Ta'ala is explaining. This is because we are testing everybody here. Unless there is also evil. Evil on one side, good on one side. What is he testing then? If there is no evil in this world, no falsehood in this world, nothing, no sin, then what is, no temptation for any sin, no persecution for going towards life, but your credit then. So that is the philosophy. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. So that they should devise plots and schemes, and they should plan how to forbid people from accepting iman and faith. وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Whatever they are devising, it is going to be against their own souls. They will be doomed themselves. They will be thrown in the fire of hell. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they don't have the understanding. They perceive not. وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ. And when the signs come to them, now what are those signs? These ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which have been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ. We will never believe in it. حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ. Unless we are given what was given to the former prophets. The miracle, that type of miracle, the visible miracle, the palpable miracle, if you don't show them to us, we are not going to believe. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatahu. Allah is more knowledgeable about where to place and at what level to place His messengerhood. Now this ayah, the idea which has come to my mind is that here it doesn't mean that whom to give messengerhood. Because they were not arguing against the person of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The argument was that we must be given the miracle. So it means the level of messengerhood has been changing. There was a time when humanity was infancy. in childhood, children have to be given some toys to play. So they had to be shown these miracles, visible miracles. They couldn't understand things through their intellect, because mentally they were not mature as yet. But now when humanity has come of age, it has become mature intellectually. Now the miracle that has been given to them is the intellectual miracle. Ponder over it, understand it, dive deep into its meaning. It will show you the path. Something within you, your own soul and spirit, will testify to the truthfulness of this book. And you will find the testimony from within you that the source of your own soul and the source of this book is the same. So much is the harmony between human nature and the teachings of this Quran. قَالُوا لَنْ مُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُوْتَى مِسْكَ مَعُوْتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ عَلَمُ هَسَيَدَ الْرِسَالَةِ Now for his messengerhood, he has put a different level. Not of those which was in the infancy period of humanity. سَيُسِيمُ الَّذِينَ عَجْلَمُوا سَوَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Very soon, these criminals who are plotting against Allah and His deen, they will have humiliation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَوَارٌ Humiliation. وَعَذَابٌ شَرِيدٌ And very severe punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ Due to these plots that they were devising against the truth. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ May Allah make us among them. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهَ Whomsoever Allah decides to guide to the right path. يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ He opens his heart, widens his chest for Islam. He feels that something within him is readily accepting what Allah is saying. This is called opening of the chest, sir of sadr. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ This is the hadith. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ Whosoever Allah wants to give some good, He gives him the deen understanding of deen. In the same way, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ He opens and widens his chest for accepting Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ And whomsoever he has decided that he will remain on the wrong path, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا He makes his chest as if it is closed and constricted. كَالْنَمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ As if he has been made to ascend into the sky. He has to climb and he is with difficulty, he is going up. كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ In this way Allah Ta'ala puts abomination upon those عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ upon those who don't believe. وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا And this is the right path of your Lord, which is straight. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ We have explained our ayat to people who want to be reminded. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ For them is the house of peace, abode of peace with their Lord. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And Allah will be their protector because of the deeds that they have been doing. وَيَوْمَ يَحْصَلُهُمْ جَمِيعًا And just imagine and bring to your mind the time When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them all the jinns, all the humans, they are standing before Him on the Day of Judgment. He will say, Ya ma'ashara al-jinn, O community of jinns, qad istakthartum min al-ins, you bagged many from among the humans. You could hunt many, you could bag many, istakthartum. Waqala awliya'u min al-ins, Now those humans will feel insulted and they would say, رَبَّنَا اِسْتَبْدَعَ بَعْضُنَا بِبَعْضٍ Oh, our Lord, we exploited each other. They used us, we used them. They used them because Kahin, they used these jinns to bring the news. And on the basis of those news, on those prophecies, they do business, they have the money. So we exploited them, they exploited us. Now, the time that we have reached for us, we have reached that time. قَالَ النَّارُ مَثْوَاكُمْ Allah will say, now, fire is your remote. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا You will remain in it forever. الا ما شاء الله except those whom Allah wishes. And who are this exception? Because to the hell will go the unbelievers also, who absolutely rejected the faith. But those of the believers also, whose good deeds were lesser than the bad deeds, they will also be thrown. After having the punishment, the requisite punishment of their bad deeds and sins, they will be taken out. So that is why here is illa mashallah. Khalidina fiya illa mashallah. Inna rabbaka hakeemun aleem. Verily your Lord is all wise and all knowing. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضُ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. And in this way, thus we make some of the evildoers as friends of others. They become friends to each other. The shayateen min al-jinn and shayateen min al-jinn. They become friends to each other. They behave as agents of each other. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Due to their earnings, due to their deeds, due to their earnings, they become mutually friends to each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the friendship of shayateen, from among the humans as well as the jinns. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa tilkal hakim.